You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Charlie Jardine is the founder of EO Charging, which designs and manufactures electric vehicle charging points for homes, workplaces, and destinations. After leaving university, Charlie bounced around jobs and internships in London before following his interest into the booming electric vehicle industry. After a few years at another charge point manufacturer, Charlie became frustrated with the lack of service and vision in the industry. He left his job in 2014 with the aim of creating the best charging equipment on the market. Here's his story.
When I was there, there were kind of three companies in the space. So there was my company I worked for, and there were two others. I think being a first mover, which those three were, you're always going to have challenges. It's a new technology, and subsequently, reliability of infrastructure was notoriously poor. And London has taken a lot of flack in its past for having the most unreliable infrastructure. You know, 60% of London's public charge points don't work, or at least that was one of the articles written a couple of years ago. For me, that was massively frustrating, especially being a marketing person. Being a marketing person, what do you want to do? Well, I wanted to build a brand. And it's difficult when you've got people ringing you up saying, charger isn't working, and I'm trying to get to work, and it's challenging. And to back it up, you have to have excellent customer support. If you've got issues around reliability and you've got customers ringing you, you have to have amazing customer support. And for me, you know, we weren't getting that. And so when I left the company and I decided, look, I'm going to start my own business, I want it to be in this space. I was fairly undecided as to what exactly I wanted to do. I knew there was just an opportunity to do a better job, basically. Every normal person does care about the environment, or should do at least. Was it the driving force to get me to go and join that company? I'd be lying if I said yes. What really excited me, though, was the technology side. I've been a car advocate ever since I was 10 years old at school. And so for me, what really attracted me was the technology aspect. It was fun, it was exciting. It's, you know, it's an industry that hasn't really been revolutionised since probably the horse and cart days. To look at a space that has been so impactful on us as a world, and for that space to be completely disrupted with new technology, for me is the most fascinating part. And of course, the fact that we can help the environment is really important too. So in our business, we're not only focused on building the charging stations and building the software around that, but we're also building technology to combine renewable energy generation and stationary storage. And so we've got electric vehicles being kind of one part of this bigger ecosystem. And so although what drew me to the industry was the technology side, actually the bigger picture moving forward is, yes, with electric cars, with this disruption in energy generation, so namely solar PV, wind, and then this emergence in battery storage technology, when we combine all these technologies together, not only we've got something that's really cool, in my opinion, but we've actually got this new ecosystem where we can remove our dependency on fossil fuels, and we can put energy generation back in control of the customer. When I decided that what we would do is build a range of charging stations for homes, for fleets, and for destinations, where my passion has come from through my academic days, I say academic with that's a strong phrase, through school and university, it was always around product design. Designing that product, for me, the look, the aesthetics, that was something that I led on. The technology side, the actual development of the hardware, so the intelligence within the unit, the subsequent software platform and apps that we've built, that's not my area of expertise at all. So I said, this is what I want it to look like, and this is how I want users to interact with the product. And then we found a team of people to come in and build that for me. I actually took one of the guys from the old company. So he'd been there 6 years and he'd been fixing things. And so he came with a lot of knowledge. We found a local engineer, hardware engineer, and a software development team. So actually those guys, not all of them are still with us, but they formed the basis of the product. With our kind of product, you know, it's constant evolution. So I'm very much focused on the design side, but the real brains behind what we're doing is certainly not me. In the UK, we're a second mover, so we're not the first mover. And I thought that if we just built a better product and had better service, we would win all the big deals. Well, that hasn't worked. We are starting to pick off some of those bigger customers. the likes of Uber and EDF Energy and Addison Lee and some of the local authorities. But to get that first mover advantage from a business standpoint is clearly extremely advantageous. So it was having read a book by Sam Walton, who's the founder of Walmart, and the idea behind it is, you know, whilst all of our competition are looking at the more mature markets where adoption is 4% plus, actually let them do that. Let them go and compete over the more mature markets. And actually what we'll do is we'll take what we've learned. We're a second generation company, which actually means we've got a better product because we've learned from the mistakes made by others. We've got an excellent service proposition. I've worked for a first mover, so I've seen how you go and secure those big deals. You know, how you go and speak to a car company and what presentation you need to give them. We've got all of that. The rationale for going international so early on is, if we've got a model in the UK that works, and we've got the product, we've got the software, we've got the systems, the processes, the sales and marketing tools and collateral, if we can then move to a more virgin territory and find a partner in that country who can essentially replicate our model, and the way we've done it is, I guess, a bit like a franchise. We find a partner in a virgin territory and we just support them to be first mover. We've been quite successful internationally, selling to 22 countries around the world, everywhere from Australia to Thailand to South Africa, Spain, Portugal, and then some of the Scandinavian countries as well. You just have to look at what the car companies are doing. Every single car company in the world, probably with the exception of one, has either got an electric vehicle on the road or have got electric vehicles or plug-in hybrids due for release, combined, of course, with government pressure. But that just shows that electric vehicles are coming. The likes of Volvo saying that every single model and make of car they have will be available in electric by 2020, that's a pretty bold move. They're all shitting themselves. You've got Tesla there, who's a startup, and they're all going, yeah, but they're losing a load of money. Yeah, fine, they're losing a load of money. But in terms of technology and brand and what consumers want, they've got it. These companies have to compete. They're in a very good place, of course. They're businesses that have been built up over a long, long period of time. They need to get a move on, and I think consumers are ready for it.
Thanks very much to Charlie Jardine of EO Charging for sharing his story. This show was produced by Daniel Bache and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.